Let it be said of us that we live to be a blessing for life.
Welcome to the Before You Go Morning Show. A great day begins with good coffee, music, and encouragement. Our host, Pastor Tom Cox, shares down-to-earth insight into life's issues through the wisdom of the Bible. This broadcast is brought to you by New Song Church, a place to be loved, encouraged, and taught the Word of God.
Well, good morning. Pastor Cox coming to you again from New Song Church. Welcome to our weekly broadcast. May the Lord bless you and open your ears to be able to hear those things that's needful in your walk with the Lord today. May you hear something today that encourages you to be what God has called you to be and who God has called you to serve and how He's called you to serve in His presence. So we welcome you to our broadcast, and we believe that the Word of God is going to be able to minister to you today, and you hear the things that you need to hear. So as a result of this, we can hear the Word of God, and it set us on a path that the Father wants us to be set on. So we welcome you again to our broadcast, and we tell you that we're thankful that you tuned in to us here in Scottsburg on Madison Street, and we just welcome you to be able to be part of what the Lord is saying and doing in our city. You know, and this whole series that we've been talking about the last two or three weeks, is the name of this whole thing is the war that we're in. You know, we're in a war. My friends, Christian friends out there that know Jesus as Lord of your life, we are in a real battle. Our whole county determines on us, or determines what we do, what we don't do, how it goes, and how the enemy operates against us. And so we're in a real war here, but the war is not flesh and blood. He talked about that in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 and 11. He talks about that, and the war is in the heavenly places. He said, for we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and dominions and spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the things, my friend, that we're battling. And you can't battle them like you do in the flesh. It won't work. If we don't know how to take on the whole armor of God and use the armor of God, we're going to get defeated. And, the city of Austin, the city of Scottsburg, there's a lot of drugs going on. And we've had a bad rap, and we've talked about this before. So it's up to the Christian people, and I hope you're hearing me out here in Radio Land. If all the Christians in the county come together, man, there's a lot of Christians that love God and want to do what's right and have a compassion for those people that are bound by these foul things called drugs and alcohol and sex and all this stuff. Those are addictions, and we just, if we don't help these people, they're not going to get any help, and that's the thing that I want you to see. We just need to help these people, and we're willing to do that. So as a result of it, let's do what we're supposed to do in order to get the thing done. Now to get to the lesson today. So the lesson that I want to talk about, I want to finish up what Matthew 28 said last week. And you know, that's really an important scripture as far as we're concerned concerning what Jesus had to say to us. And verse 28, in Matthew chapter 28, and verse 18, I'm going to go back and read it. We started last week. He said, all authority in heaven has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Not just the authority of heaven on the earth, but all the authority that was on the earth, which belonged to the devil when he stole it from Adam and Eve, all that belonged to him because he won it back fairly and squarely, because he paid for the sin. That's something that Christian people need to understand. We're not under the devil's authority as a Christian anymore. We're not under his influence unless we want to be, unless we give place to what he says to us. And by the way, this is a parenthesis kind of thing. I want to put it in brackets here for you. The devil cannot read your thoughts. There's nothing that alludes to that in the Bible. He can only do as you respond to him when he puts thoughts in your head. When you begin to think the way he thinks, then you're giving him power. And that's another, we've talked about that before, but that's another sermon. Now back to this thing here, what I'm saying about the authority thing. He has given us authority to fight the devil. Now, we're fighting from the standpoint of Christian people already having the victory in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Well, how many Christians do you know that walk in that on a daily basis? That they walk in the victory that God has given them or made it possible to walk in through Jesus Christ? I'm going to have to go ahead and say that probably not very many, but very few. I'm talking about you can count them probably on one hand, the people that actually walk in that. Why? Because we're just not there yet. We're absolutely not there. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse, I don't know what chapter it is, 28, 29, 30 there somewhere, and God has called us to be conformed to the image of His Son. He predestined us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's what He wants us to do. He wants us to take up the fight that Jesus had when He was on the earth. It's a continual thing. We're still, the battle goes on because the devil has not been bound. The devil's still running around on the earth loose, just like he was in the days of Jesus. Now, we have to think about that. So we have the authority. God, by the victory that Jesus won at Calvary, God gave us the mandate of carrying on the work of the kingdom. Do what Jesus did. This is what He's talking about here in Matthew 28. Let me read it for you. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you to do, and I'm with you, Lord, always, even to the end of the world. What He said was, listen, you teach these people how to do that. I told you to do it. You tell them to do it. And listen, this thing is, every generation is passed on from generation to generation. It has since Jesus walked the face of the earth. That was the mandate from the Father. It never ended. It's not ended today. And whoever told you that all that stuff comes to an end, it did not come to an end. You know, we send missionaries to overseas, all the places that we have been sending for, I don't know, 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years we've been sending them over there. Well, what do we say about that? Well, I say this about it. Did we equip those missionaries to go over there and do what they should be doing? I'm going to have to go ahead and say we probably didn't, because we didn't know ourselves. And we support missionaries that go over there and do that. Now, thank God we supported some that knew how to do all these things. They'd lay hands on the sick, pray for them, and cast out devils and all that stuff. They would do that on a regular basis because they understood, they had the experience of that, and they were taught that in their churches from the time they were knee-high, from the time they came in under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, they really began to do some of that, and they make a difference. What about the others? Well, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to get saved, but there's a whole lot more to this thing about walking with God and just being saved. Listen, there's a war. If we don't teach our soldiers how to fight, we'll lose the battle. It's the same thing in Christianity. You know, when I was in the Air Force back a long time ago, I went through something called boot camp, basic training, and we had to go to San Antonio, Texas. And right away, they took all of our privileges away from us. They told us when to come, when to go, when to eat, when not to, when to sleep, and all that stuff. They had to learn. They had to teach us discipline. We had to learn to be disciplined according to what they wanted, not what we wanted. So we had our own way all of our lives. But you know, they come in there and they take that right away from you as soon as you get inside the gates. You belong to them, and you're going to do what they tell you to do. It's the same thing in the kingdom. You don't belong to you anymore. You're a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ. You are in the family of God, but yeah, you're a warrior and you're a soldier to fight for Jesus Christ and what He stood for and the things that He still stands for. And the Spirit of God begins to bring us remembrance of who we are and what we do. So those are the things that I want to talk to you about. You know, these people on drugs here in Scott County, the only way they can get free is for us to deal with the spirits that cause all that stuff and the people that are bringing the drugs in and all that. We can pray, and God will show the police people, the authorities, how to come against that and where to set up roadblocks and what houses to bust and all that. But you know what? We're afraid to get involved in that. Well, let the police. Well, sometimes they just need our help. You can at least pray for them. You can at least pray that God protect them and hold them up before you. We can do that. If you don't know to do anything else, you can do that because those guys are putting their lives on the line. I know that some of these guys going in these drug houses, Lord have mercy, they got weapons in there. And they're not afraid to use them, especially for their own drugs. And so I'm not getting off the sermon. I'm just telling you, this is the battle that we're in. We have to fight for our county. We have to fight for our state. We have to fight for our country. And it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about being a believer. It's about letting the Lord Jesus Christ be Lord of our lives and stand for what he stands for and do what he tells us to do. That's the battle that we're in. And my friend, we got to do that. Now, I told you last week that Mark 16, verse 16 through 20, he said, "In these signs shall follow them that believe." And the cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and all that he said in there. And then he went on to say, and God confirmed his word because of what they did over there in Mark 16. The Bible said God confirmed his word with signs following. What are you talking about, man? Well, I'm telling you that you'll see the reality of who God is and how God can work if you'll begin to do what he tells you to do. Speak the word of God. Listen, the word of God, like I said last week, is powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says that, for the word of God is alive and powerful. And so we want to go back to that. We want to say that it carries the power of all the kingdom of God. You know, if you see a policeman out in town, or you're driving down the road and you're exceeding the speed limit, and you see a policeman, automatically your foot comes off the gas pedal. You know why? Because you know what that authority can do if you're speeding at all. Now, if you're not speeding, it don't bother you. I mean, you just go right on and it don't bother you a bit. Now, it's not that policeman that you're afraid of. It's not who he is, but it's what he represents. He represents the law. And you know he can give you a piece of paper, and that piece of paper can cost you a lot of money. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a ticket if you're speeding. And he'll give you a ticket, and you got to go to court. You got to face the judgment of that in your life. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about the authority that our state has given that policeman, and when he turns that little red light on, you stop and you pull over. And he writes you a piece of paper, and you take it, and you go pay money because he saw you doing something wrong. Well, God has given us the authority to do the same thing. Our authority is in the name of Jesus. It's not, I'm an Indiana state trooper. I'm a member of the sheriff's department. That's not what I'm a member of the family of God. And God Almighty, my Father, has given me power to stand against the works of the devil in our county. And thank God that when we come together, we as a people of God, we can stop this kind of stuff in our county. And I know that there's some ongoing things here in the county that people are working on these things and they're trying to get it done. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for all the people involved in law enforcement and what they're doing here. Why? We're part of this thing. Listen, we need to pray for them. We need to pray that they hear the right things, that they do the right things, that they move in the right direction so we can get these drugs taken care of in our county here. Not just here, the whole state of Indiana. And I'm going to go ahead and say it's not just the state of Indiana. It's all the state. This drug thing is a nationwide thing. The drug cartel. I tell you what, if we can shut them people down, shut the drug from coming down in our country, that goes a long way. So, well, that's another story, but we'll take that up later about all that stuff. And who you vote for is your business. That's not what I'm here to say. I'm just here to say that we need, as the family of God and the warriors of the kingdom of God, to stand fast and come against the works of the devil. Well, we're going to have to get off here. Like I said, good talk, and we'll talk again next week. Have a good day.
We thank you for joining us for today's Before You Go morning show. We hope that you were touched by today's conversation. If you have any questions or would like more information about this broadcast or New Song Church, call us at 812-754-1777 or connect with us on the web at www.newsongchurch.com. www.newsongchurchscottsburg.com.